Hey, welcome to another edition of It's All About Relationship. I'm David Novak, and you about to listen to episode number 102. Hey, once again, welcome to It's All About Relationship. Like I mentioned, episode 102 is about to happen on you here. If you're returning, you know, if you're a faithful listener, or if you've listened to the show before, thanks for coming back. We certainly much appreciate that. And if this is your first time checking us out, hey, welcome aboard. I hope you hear something that you like, and, you know, I'm glad you're here. And just ahead of time, if this podcast blesses you, you know, share the link with somebody, you know, let somebody know that you listen to it, or, you know, shoot them a link and say, hey, you know, you might want to check this out. It might be encouraging to you or whatever. Do that, okay, if you would, if you like it. And if you don't like it, that's okay too. but hopefully it'll do something for you. If you want to follow us on Facebook or Instagram, we would love you to do that, even Twitter. Facebook, it's called It's All About Relationship. That's how you can find it. And if you want to follow me as an actor, that's what I do, okay? We'd love for have you to do that, too. So David Novak, N-O-V-A-K, David Novak, actor. On Instagram, it's the same thing. And on Twitter, it's the same thing, David Novak, actor. And on Instagram, you look it up by the show, but you don't look it up by the title because somebody else had the name and they beat me to it. But on Instagram, it's David Novak Podcast. Okay, all that stuff out of the way. Hey, I'm really glad you're with us today. Like I said, it's been a little while since we've done a podcast. The last one we did in was in December, I think, and we're here in the middle of February 2022. So we took a little bit of time off, was doing some things, and, you know, so here we are. We're picking it up again. Hey, just to give you a little background on before I tell you what I'm going to talk to you about today, as an actor, we're getting ready to shoot a movie, another movie, Among the Willows is the name of the next movie coming up. And again, it's a Western. Jeff Smith is the co-writer. And why do I say co-writer? Because yours truly, David Novak, wrote this script with Jeff Smith. And he's also the producer. And let's see, he's going to be playing a big role in it, in the role of Everett. And I'm playing John Williams. And anyway, it should be a really good Western. Got lots of action in it. And we're shooting that probably kind of looks like March, April-ish of 2022. So that's coming right up upon us. And, we'll, you know, when it's out and you can watch it, you know, we'll let you know about it. In the meantime, you might want to check out Lost Outlaw. That's already out. It's on Amazon and a whole bunch of venues. We did that about a year and a half ago, roughly, and it's a faith-based Western. And Jeff is in that. I'm in it. Daryl Mapps and a whole bunch of other people. Anyway, it's really cool. We think you'll like it. So anyway, what I'm going to talk to you about today, normally I don't do this, but I'm going to do it today because I think it's cool. I'm going to read a devotional by somebody else. And the reason I say normally don't do that, normally don't read other people's material. But this really touched me the other day, and I just really wanted to share it with you. This devotional is written by Paul David Tripp. It's T-R-I-P-P, Paul David Tripp. He has a book out called New Morning Mercies. It's a daily gospel devotional. And what he does, he has a devotional for every day of the year. You know, so, you know, if it's February 8th, for example, you just open up the book to February 8th and there's a devotional. And they're not really, really, really long. It's like a full page of 8-point font, I guess, something like that. So, you know, it's a 5-minute read roughly. But, you know, I'm going to recommend this book to you if you want to get a great devotional. It's really, really cool. So I'm going to read you one day's devotional in here, which happens to be February 8th, which I mentioned it to you. And bear with me, and you'll see why I'm reading it in a minute. Okay, here we go. You ready? Yeah. It is a simple fact of nature that once the leaves are off the tree, you cannot put them back again. Once you have uttered words, you cannot rip them out of another's hearing. Once you have acted on a choice, you cannot relive that moment again. once you have behaved in a certain way at a certain time, you cannot ask for a redo. You and I just don't have the option of reliving our past to try to do better any more than we have the power to glue the leaves back on the tree and make them live once again. What's done is done and cannot be redone. Don't you wish we could? But we all wish we could live certain moments and certain decisions over again. If you're at all humble and able to look back on your past with a degree of accuracy, you experience regret. None of us has always desired the right thing. None of us has always made the best decision. None of us has always been humble, kind, and loving. We haven't always jumped to serve and forgive. And none of us has always spoken the truth. None of us has been free of anger, envy, or vengeance. None of us has walked through life with unblemished nobility. None of us. So, all of us have reason for remorse and regret. All of us are left with the sadness of what has been done and can't be undone. That's why all of us should daily celebrate the grace that frees us from the regret of the past. This freedom is not the freedom of retraction or denial. It's not the freedom of rewriting our history. No. It's the freedom of forgiving and transforming grace. This grace welcomes me to live with hope in the present because it frees me to leave my past behind. All of what I look back on and would like to redo has been fully covered by the blood of Jesus. I no longer need to carry the burden of my past on my shoulders, so I am free to fully give myself to what God has called me to be in the here and now. Quote, "But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." The last quote was Philippians 3, 13 to 14. Are you paralyzed by your past? Are you living under the dark shroud of the if-onlys? Does your past influence your present more than God's past, present, and future grace? Have you received and are you living out of the forgiveness that is yours because of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus? That's the devotional. Isn't that awesome? That touched my heart so much the other day because we all have regrets in our lives. I know I do. I've made so many mistakes in my life. I can't even tell you. I could fill up a million and one podcast episodes with all the mistakes that I've made. And I'm guessing maybe one or two of you out there also may have blown it in the past here and there. But if Jesus is the Lord of your life, you are made a new creation. You are born again. And all your sins of the past are forgiven, and you have a new life in Christ. But here's some other good news for you, too. Not just the sins of your past, but the sins of your present, too, and even your future sins are forgiven. Now, that's pretty doggone cool. Let me read one little scripture here for you. A couple, actually. This is Romans 3. Since all have sinned and continually fall short of the glory of God and are being justified, declared free of the guilt of sin, made acceptable to God and granted eternal life as a gift by his precious, undeserved grace through the redemption, the payment for our sin, which is provided in Christ Jesus. Let me read it again. Since all have sinned and continually fall short of the glory of God and are being justified, declared free of the guilt of sin, made acceptable to God, and granted eternal life as a gift by his precious, undeserved grace through the redemption, that is the payment for our sin, which is provided in Christ. I mean, that clearly tells you that not only our sins, but continually fall short of the glory of God. But it's by the grace of Jesus Christ and the acceptance of his payment for our sins that we have eternal life, past, present, and future forgiveness of all of our sins. So don't be too hard on yourself. And that includes David Novak, the guy that's talking with you. Don't be so hard on yourself. I'm not saying that, you know, anything that you may have done in the past is irrelevant. No, but if you're born again, if you've accepted the, the gift of grace of salvation in your life by believing in Jesus Christ, believing that he's the Son of God, and that he was, that he died and on the cross for your sins, and that he was raised on the third day, if you believe all that, then you are a believer, and you're born again. And you're forgiven, right? John 3:16. So, as we go through life on a daily basis and we blow it, and I know I do, you know, remember that we're saved. We're saved by grace. We're saved by God's love because he loves us more than you can even imagine. He loves us so much, way more than we could. If you were to sit down and just think about God's love, and I do this from time to time, well, actually every day. If you think about God's love, it's way, way beyond what you can even imagine. We don't have a clue, at least I don't have a clue, of how much God really loves us. But he sent his only son, Jesus Christ, to come and take our sins upon him on the cross and pay that price so that you and me, so that we wouldn't have to, as long as we receive that freedom of grace. So let's not be too hard on ourselves. Hey, if we blow it, we blow it. We pick ourselves up. We say, hey, Lord, sorry, I messed up. Help me by your Holy Spirit, you know, not to lose my temper, not to, you know, be mad at this person, not to, you know, whatever it is that you deal with, you know, whether it's lust, fear, worry, anxiety, bitterness, resentfulness, unforgiveness, whatever the heck it is, you know, even if you have addictions, come to God, you know, and lean on him, and he'll help you get through that stuff. But remember that you're forgiven. It doesn't give us a license to kill, you know, from a James Bond movie. It doesn't give us a license to sin, but rather where sin, you know, abounds, grace does much more abound, right? So anyway, I just wanted to encourage you to continue to, you know, go on in grace, continue to believe that God loves you and he's always there for you and he's never going to leave you and he's never going to forsake you. He's promised that over and over in his word. Anyway, hope this has blessed you. Have an awesome, awesome day filled with grace and God's love.